This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Kyle Rittenhouse has been acquitted of all charges after testifying he acted in self-defense in the deadly Kenosha, Wisconsin shootings that became a flashpoint in the nation's debate over guns, vigilante, and racial injustice. The jury returned its verdict after close to 3.5 days of deliberation. 18-year-old Rittenhouse could have gotten life in prison if he was found guilty of the most serious charge against him. He was charged with homicide, attempted homicide, and recklessly endangering for a safety for killing two men and wounding a third with an AR-style semi-automatic rifle. Shootings took place during a night of protest over police violence against black people in the tumultuous summer of 2020. Rittenhouse is white, as were those he shot. The jury appeared to be overwhelmingly white. More than 28,000 Afghans have applied for temporary admission to the U.S. for humanitarian reasons since shortly before the Taliban recaptured Afghanistan and sparked a chaotic U.S. withdrawal, but only about 100 of them have been approved, according to federal officials. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services has struggled to keep up with the surge in the applicants to a little-used program known as humanitarian parole, but promises it's ramping up staff to address the growing backlog. Afghan families in the United States and the immigrant groups supporting them say that the slow pace of approvals threatens the safety of their loved ones who face an uncertain future under their hard-line Islamic government because of their ties to the West. Again, more than 28,000 Afghans have now applied for the temporary admission into the U.S. for humanitarian reasons since shortly before the Taliban recaptured Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Mexican authorities discovered more than 400 migrants transiting into the country in the back of two semi-trailers Friday, not far from where two migrant caravans were more visibly and slowly making their way north. The migrants were held by authorities in a walled yard until federal immigration agents could retrieve them. There were children, pregnant women, and ill people among them. The leaders of Mexico, the United States, and Canada discussed immigration during meetings in Washington Thursday at the North American Leaders Summit. Their statements after the meetings were positive and optimistic, but light on details. The U.S. is opening COVID-19 vaccine boosters to all adults and urging them for anyone 50 and older. The decision Friday seeks to simplify what has been a confusing list of who is eligible. Now, for anyone 18 or older, the only requirement is to be at least 6 months past their last dose of a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, or 2 months past the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The government is trying to get ahead of rising coronavirus cases that experts fear could snowball into a winter surge with upcoming holiday travel. 2 days before Austria will become the first country in Western Europe to reimpose a full COVID-19 lockdown, people on the streets of Vienna said Friday that they saw the new restrictions coming and that there was no alternative. Jenna Nittenberg, as an example, who just came from a hairdresser's appointment and was on her way to have her nails done before the 20-day shutdown, said she made the reservations first thing in the morning because the lockdown was foreseeable. Austria introduced a lockdown for those who are not fully vaccinated last Monday, but since then, infections have continued to set new records. Its infections are among the highest on the continent. Britain's Interior Minister, Priti Patel, on Friday, said that she had banned the Palestinian militant group Hamas in a move that brings the UK's stance on Gaza's rulers in line with the United States and European Union. Patel made the announcement in a statement and echoed her comments later in the day during a speech at the conservative-leaning Heritage Foundation think tank in Washington. Hamas will be banned under the Terrorism Act, and anyone expressing support for that organization, flying its flag, or arranging meetings for Hamas would be in breach of the law, according to the Interior Ministry. Patel is expected to present the change to Parliament sometime next week. There is more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.